This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Tuesday. We got 3 more days till Friday. That's right, Rihanna. I did just say that, but thank you for reiterating it. And now it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology now. So the Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning for our community's youth continues. What? I think. No, I don't know. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Some of those I've done so many times, I think they're, I have them memorized, but I might be mixing them up. My bad, I'm sure.
It feels like there's words missing there. I don't know.
That's just me. I'm sure I'm wrong. All right. So there you go. Fremont Bank brings you this report. Listen, today is 420, so it is a doobie weed celebration, y'all. Also, today, I don't know. I mean...
Sure.
You going to
well
light
said,
up today?
My friend.
Clarky, will you light up with
not.
Your family at the dinner table
up.
Tonight? Any
Zero
chance?
Zero chance of that.
All right. Well, will your boy celebrate today?
You know, I try to not go in his room.
Okay.
So I don't know.
All right. Well, that's good. Anyway, that's a big event. Also, another big event happening today. Apple will announce and or, you know, release brand new products. There's some new iPads, some new AirPods, and more.
And we'll have Scott Butman on the line tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, okay, good. Happened.
Great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. I always like to hear from Scott.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's great.
Scott, I miss you when you're gone. Oh, I should have mentioned this already. There's rain in the forecast for this weekend, everyone.
Yes. So strange, suddenly.
Suddenly. Plain old days up until then, but by Sunday, you're going to have rain here in the Bay Area. So, yay. The biggest story of the day continues to be the jury deliberations that have begun in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin. So it's not just a Minnesota thing. It is the nation watches and holds its breath as we wait for a verdict on the Derek Chauvin trial. You know what I didn't realize? Someone I know said, I've been watching that. And I went, what? I guess it's on. They've had the trial on TV every day.
Is it on Court TV?
I don't know. I just didn't. I mean, I say that assuming everyone knows this, but I guess none of you would. I watched basically every minute of the OJ trial.
Yeah, that was prime time viewing. That was America's most watched TV show.
Mm-hmm. I was in middle school. They turned it on.
Yeah, I was working nights at the time, and so I would get off work and then sit there and just watch the dumb thing. And
And remember they used to have those daily recaps, too? Like, there was some, I want to say it was like a Korean cartoon house or animation house was doing these daily. They had, like, they would act the whole thing out.
Oh, I don't remember
just
that.
Just give the highlights on it.
What was that on, like?
I want to say they were playing on MTV or something.
Oh, no,
yeah, like,
I don't know.
That trial was everywhere. This one less so, but yeah, definitely still. I guess there's always trials on that Court TV.
It was on TV, and the nation is awaiting the verdict.
Well,
so
we're hoping for
that.
The right answer. Be nice to see some justice.
So I mentioned this company about a month or two ago, and when I saw them come up in the news again today, I thought, oh, that's weird. Something's wrong. There's
What's
no
going
possible
on?
Way this happened again. Yet another skydiver has died at the Skydive Lodi Parachute Center.
You gotta
These guys
be kidding me.
Were just in the news a month or two ago, having lost a $40 million lawsuit because they'd lost.
Oh my God.
The life of a young man, and the mom sued. So the skydiving school in San Joaquin County is now the site of 22 recorded deaths since opening in 1981. 9 of those deaths have occurred since 2016, according
Jesus.
To the FAA. The woman,
oh
identified as a 57-year-old from Watsonville.
Oh, my God.
Local. It's right. That's here. That's right near. Well, it's not right here. It's down the freeway a bit from me, but it's near me. Watsonville's nearby.
Damn.
This is not some far away land. A 57-year-old woman died on Saturday afternoon, officials say. The parachutist who jumped with her called the sheriff's office reporting the victim's parachute became tangled and she didn't survive.
Unbelievable.
For the
it's
owner.
It's just so soon after hearing this
I
other
know,
story.
Man.
Like you'd think, I mean, 9 deaths since 2016, that seems, and 21 or 22 now total since 1981. Like to have almost half of them be in the last 5 years.
Well, here's the thing that I don't know. And so just, you know, in keeping okay. with my, in keeping my reporter mask on, if I could, I don't know what the death rate is for other parachute companies. Maybe they're all like that. I don't know. I can't say.
If they were, and we don't know how many jumps there are, like what tiny percentages
right.
is
yeah,
of all
I don't know.
The jumps.
Yeah, I don't know enough to know.
Sheesh.
I do. It seems like a lot. And I also think there's, you know, you jumped out of a plane. Yeah, you're taking your life in your own hands. You're putting a lot on that backpack you're wearing.
Right.
And I watched these videos.
It.
This guy's on a hot air balloon, and he's standing outside the wicker basket.
Yeah.
There's a little ledge there, and he's standing on it. And then somehow they've got like a swing attached, and he swings out. He's standing there, and he goes, okay, see you later. And he just does this fantastic swing way out in the sky. And there's the ground is just it's so far away. And then he turns back and he's just lets go. And he floats down and he's got a parachute on. But I mean, these are the things that people are doing in the name of a good time. And I'm watching it and I'm just thinking, I don't know why that's gnarlier than just jumping straight from a plane, but it all seems so heavy to me. And I like to do some heavy stuff. I go out in big waves. I do dangerous things, but this, I can't speak to it. I don't know. The guy, the owner of the company says, we're sad, but it's just like a car wreck or anything else. You have to go on. That's the owner, Bill Doss, who was ordered to pay $40 million in March in connection with a previous fatality at his center. I think this person was much more experienced, they say. What was reported to us from someone who witnessed the incident was that the chute failed to fully open as she was coming down, and it was heavily tangled around her.
But this wasn't like her first jump. This wasn't the dream.
In fact, you'd expect if it were any one of her first handful of jumps that she'd be jumping with a partner.
With someone, right. Right,
and
right.
They'd be strapped together. You know, there's a certain point, I guess, if you've done that enough where you start going, I want to do this myself.
I wonder how big the thing you have to sign is from a place like this. Like, it does seem like you'd be signing away all your rights to suing. And it's.
Yeah.
You think even on this guy who won $40 million, his family got $40 million. It seems like there'd be so many clauses that would make them immune to.
Well, you'd think
lawsuit.
It'd be a one-sentence sign-away form. You're jumping from a plane.
Right.
And fully depending on a parachute.
The risk is on you.
Yeah. Like, that's it. What more do you need? Right. Look, I like dangerous stuff. I'm never jumping from a plane. I'm just not.
That lady actually looks familiar, the Watsonville lady.
Uh-huh. We're looking at a picture of her
yeah,
on the
sorry.
Field. This might even be pre-jump.
Probably, right? Look at the guy with the harness behind her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's I feel like I've seen her face before.
There are people like that.
I know, that's true. She's like a white lady, blonde hair, and she's 57.
Anyway, just to repeat, this accident last Saturday comes 1 month after the parachute center was ordered to pay $40 million in connection with the deadly jump there 5 years ago. Of course, it took 5 years to get to that verdict, and then right. How long will the appeal take? I don't know, but you'd think they'd be out of business if they had to pay $40 million.
You would think so.
Anyway, that's the latest there. Another death at the Lodi, let me get the Skydive Lodi Parachute Center.
Damn.
So, yikes.
Well, it's awful news. It's tragic. I do believe that accidents do happen, and sometimes it's not negligence that causes that. I don't know what was the case in the $40 million lawsuit, but you are assuming quite a bit of risk when you're jumping out of an airplane. Things can go wrong.
Would you do that?
Never. But I wouldn't say I'm like afraid of heights. Like I can climb a ladder, I can get on a roof, but you know, you get that peepee feeling when you're leaning over, and I could never throw myself off a bridge on a bungee cord. That's for sure, Vinny.
I've done that. Yeah.
I know.
I didn't do it bravely, though. I have to add that. It's not very...
Well, I've heard you on roller coasters.
It's wrong to say that I did that and was, like, so masculine about it.
You still did it, though. You did do it. So that's saying something.
There was... You know what, though? A lot of people said, what made that sound? And it was me. It was me screaming. Yes, I was screaming. I screamed. So I did it. I didn't do it well. And I did it in a way that, like, they were even like, all right, we're going to count you. And I just jumped. I was like, I can't stand here and wait for you to count to three. That's not happening.
I would never have jumped ahead of time. I'd be like, well, let's just check everything again.
No, I was like, I got out. You have to climb over the outside ledge of this bridge, over the railing. And now you're standing.
Oh, we jumped before the count ended. I didn't tie off the bow. That's going to be bad.
No. I just was like, I'm standing on the outside of a bridge over what should be a little river, but of course in California, it's bone dry.
Yeah, it's just rocks.
That's rock down there. Great. Sounded like that.
Yeah, but longer. Just kept on going.
Californians who swapped mind-numbing traffic and packed trains for their commutes to a home office or a living room don't want to go back to their old daily grind. Turns out a lot of Californians like not spending 2 hours in their car behind metering lights and more. Here in San Jose, look, I know there's traffic all over the Bay Area, but I just know this area specifically because I'm down here. The number of people who spend 2 hours driving what should be 20 minutes is embarrassing. It's pathetic how many people just get on, lock into their lane, and wait for hours to go the distance of what should be 15 to 20. My wife did it forever.
That's when it's got to be nice to have a self-driving car.
I get, yeah. I mean, you know? At least you can just wait.
And the car is going to keep you in the lane, and it's going to stop, and it's going to... Although, it does seem like at some point, if you drive a car that's not self-driving, you'd be counting on this car to brake for you, and it wouldn't, and then...
Oh, you think that would... You'd be spoiled rotten.
Would be. Yeah. Well, it's like when you first get a backup camera, you're like, this is the best thing ever.
They are really good.
They're great.
That's
really
true.
Really helpful.
Anyway, people are saying more than half of those surveyed who are now telecommuting, they just want to keep working from home, and they want to do it at least 3 days a week. At least 3 days a week. So sure, I'll go in. We'll do some meetings. We'll
Tuesday, Wednesday,
FaceTime, and then the rest of the time I'm going to not be on the road. And frankly, one of the stories I have in front of me is, you know, not having all these cars on the road has been great for our air quality.
I'm sure.
And now that traffic is starting to come back, it's going right back to normal. So,
yep.
I don't think traffic's back to its original level, but cars are back on the road for sure.
Well, they say that the traffic, even though fewer people are driving into work, there are more cars on the road because, like, I don't think there's packed trains and packed buses right
good
now.
Point.
Like, those aren't an option. So all those people are driving.
Right. That's a good point.
When are they going to open all that stuff back up? I mean, like, are BART train runnings?
They are.
But so
yeah, they're running.
They always have.
Just no one's been using them.
Yeah, they're just emptier. Mm-hmm. Than before.
I'm sure the people who ride the trains are like, yeah, this is great. This, just keep it like this.
Mm-hmm. I like to refer to afternoon Jane Picks as our Jane.
Yeah, our Janie. Yep.
Our Jane will be very excited to know that in the news this morning, Disneyland has released sneak peek pictures of their redone Haunted Mansion ride.
Ew.
I happen to know she loves the hauntings and everything haunted and all things
ghosty and zombie and vampire.
Right. And so, you know, one of the things that it looks like Disney did while they've been closed is they just reinvested in themselves. They've redone the Haunted Mansion. In fact, it says here they were starting to redo it. So it had already been closed before the pandemic hit, but then they went, oh yeah, now we can relax. Let's do this thing.
So it's
going to look great, and it'll reopen when the park reopens on April 30th. So we're right around the corner from Disneyland being back. I, of course, slept on getting my tickets, so I probably won't see Disneyland until 2022.
That's all right. The older the little one is, the more she'll enjoy
it. That's all I've been seeing on my Instagram feed is people waiting in line to buy tickets, and they're getting them, but because it's only for California residents right now.
Right. Ah.
So a lot of my friends have gotten Disneyland tickets, mainly during the week. But
why wouldn't you?
And
people are looking to do anything.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, my brothers and sisters are all going.
Yeah. Oh, why aren't you?
Because they bought the tickets and we just didn't.
Yeah, same
it.
With my sisters.
We didn't
my sisters
hop
are
on
going
it,
and I'm not.
So we're just like, oh. Oh, I wish. Bummer. That sounds fun.
Well, there's a video. I didn't watch it yet. I know Jane will want it. Maybe we can post it, but I'm sure that there's some excitement around Disney reopening, and that feels normal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Disney.
Yay.
Who doesn't want to go? Well, maybe somebody out there, but I would like to go.
Yeah, only mean people don't like Disney. If you're a nice person, you like Disneyland.
Right. Duh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us. I skydived 10 years ago for my 19th birthday in Hollister. It was an incredible experience. The place I jumped was from definitely made us watch videos on how dangerous it was and so that we knew what a risk it is. They actually make you rewrite the entire sentence, which states that you know it may cause death at your own risk. So you do not just sign your name.
Ooh.
I was so young. Now, 10 years later, after hearing skydive tragedy stories, I can't believe I jumped out of a plane.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. If you've got that under your belt and you can say you did it, I think that's neat. Yeah. I definitely didn't get it done at a time when...
You would have.
I probably would have done that.
Yeah.
This night shift nurse wants others to stay at home. Driving in crap traffic right now. Oh, so she's back to the traffic. Yuck.
No.
209, I'm with Vinny. I would never jump from a plane. Yeah, I mean, I would if it was on fire and I had no other choice, but other than that.
Even then, I'd be like, well, what are my chances with this fire extinguisher? Let's see if we can figure it out. I don't know. I mean... Don't they say sit in the tail, you might survive? I'm going to go back in the tail. You guys, out of my way.
If there's a parachute there.
Yeah, I suppose. If there's a parachute, I'll grab it. What am I, in an action film? Come on. They don't have parachutes for everybody.
Cruise.
Yeah.
I jumped tandem back in 83, and it was awesome. I'd do it again in a heartbeat. Need to meet the weight requirement first, says 510.
What does that mean?
Well, you probably can't be overweight.
Oh.
Right?
I don't know. I thought they were just a slip of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean they're too thin?
Well, not if they're going
to
jump in tandem.
You won't fall, or the wind will push you.
You'll be
to
like a leaf.
State.
You'll wind up in the ocean or in Wyoming. One of
so
those.
So there's no minimum weight. Obviously, there's the maximum weight for women is 200 to 220, or for men is 230 to 250.
Oh boy.
Oh. Our guy Alan from Bananas just texted me, and he says, I was jumping a lot before I got married and had kids.
Oh. What a daredevil.
Except that's weird. If you are that aware of how dangerous it is, that now that you have kids, you know, you shouldn't do it anymore. It seems like, wouldn't you decide to not do it anymore at all in the beginning?
Well, not if you loved it. It's like, I remember getting back on horses after I had my first kid, and I was going down a line of jumps. I'm like, oh, thank God I made it. I'm still alive. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing? Because the only thing I was worried about was like, who's going to take care of my kids if I'm in a wheelchair or worse?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I decided I'll give that a rest until they can get themselves dressed.
Sarah, I saw that parachute lady on the news last night, and the first thing I thought was, I've seen her before, so you're not alone.
Oh.
She is very familiar.
Huh. Did we get a name on her, or is she still just a
I have the name. I didn't say it because it's right here in town, but I can give it to you if you want it. Hold
Text
on.
Text it to me. Let's just see. She
I'll
honestly,
say it. It's in the paper, so they've obviously
like a,
notified
like
her.
Like a listener of ours.
Where is it?
She looks like someone we've met.
You know what? I closed it out.
And we've definitely met listeners from Watsonville, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've been around a while.
Yeah.
We're not.
I'm just wondering if this is someone we know, which would, I mean, not that it's more tragic if it's someone we know.
No, it is. We can't afford to lose any listeners.
That's
true. In
fact,
we need more listeners. Tell your friends to listen.
We need more listeners. And if you could actually just tune in for 10 minutes one more time per day, that'd be great. Thank you.
And anytime you're near a radio, dial it to Alice at 973. Just switch it over.
Just reach your hand over.
Do you want her name?
Yeah.
Sabrina Call.
Hmm.
Doesn't ring
Sabrina,
a bell.
It doesn't ring a bell. Does it ring one for you?
No.
Sabrina? Listener Sabrina? She's right in our wheelhouse, though.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Taylor Swift is unstoppable, and Lil Nas X embraces
Taylor. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.